I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 So this is Reverend Joseph San Jose ng Open Table MCC at nagre-record ako ng, after a long time ngayon lang ulit ako magre-record ng preaching dito sa bahay, no? At katatapos lang ng event, community hangout with our drag meet and greet with Her Majesty Miss Eva Laqueen ng first season ng Drag Race Philippines. No, kanina lang. Ngayon nagre-record ako alauna ng madaling araw for preaching kasi we decided to cancel the in-person and live streaming service, worship service bukas, Sunday actually, ngayon na pala, mamaya Sunday service dahil nga dadaan sa Luzon. Sunday, magpa-pass through sa Luzon ang Bagyong Karding. So hindi namin hindi ko ma-anticipate ano ba, uulan ng malakas, hindi naman. So we decided on safety na i-cancel na lang in case na umulan ng malakas sa Metro Manila at hindi rin naman makasimba tayo, no. So ito, we're recording a preaching. So ipagdasal natin ang ating mga kapatid, kababayan sa Northern and Central Luzon na dadaanan, natatamaan, mai-impact nung bagyo. Sana humina. Pag nag-landfall, usually kasi pag nagla-landfall, humihina ang bagyo eh. So humina siya at hindi siya magkaroon ng devastating effect, no, sa mga kababayan natin. At kahit na kung nasan man tayo ngayon sa Metro Manila and in Luzon, other parts of the country, pagdasal natin sila. At kung sakaling nangangailangan ng tulong, pagdaan ng bagyo, tayo ay handang magbigay tulong sa kanila sa ating mga sari-sariling mga kaparaan at kakayanan. Okay, so our reading for today, it's a lectionary reading. Our first reading is taken from the first letter to Timothy, from the 6th chapter starting in verse 6 and ending in verse 10. We are reading from the ESV, English Standard Translation. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with this we will be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. Our second reading is taken from the Gospel according to the author of Luke, from the 16th chapter starting in verse 19 all the way to verse 31. We are, I think, also from the ESV translation. There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and feasted sumptuously, mali ang aking pronunciation, and feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried, and in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame. But Abraham said, Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us. And he said, Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment. But Abraham said, They have Moses and the prophets. They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear. And he said, No, Father Abraham, if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent. He said to him, If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today. May the words we receive inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us. So, ang ating preaching today, hindi siya mahaba, hindi rin siya maikli. Sapat na sapat lang. So, how much do you need to live properly and joyfully in this world? Magkano ba? Or ano ba ang sapat na yaman para mabuhay ka ng masaya at may dignidad sa mundong ito? Ayon sa present na konteksto. Ngayon, sa oras na ito, sa panahon na nangyayari sa atin ngayon, sa kapaligiran natin, magkano ba? How much ba ang kailangan para mabuhay ng sapat, kontento, may dignidad, at kasaya-saya? Iyan ang usual kong chika sa isang dati nating nagsisimba sa atin, si Sherwin, sumalangit na huwa, ating kapatid na si Sherwin, the late Sherwin. Madalas siyang mag-chat sa akin, no? Bonggang-bonggang chat yan sa akin, at marami siyang mga hanas tungkol sa kanyang business or mga problema sa kanyang finances. Sabi ko sa kanya, baka naman kasi sobra-sobra na, ang dami mo nang gustong, marami ka nang na-obtain, nakuha, at marami ka pang gustong ma-obtain. No? At tanong ko yan sa kanya, sa dami nang meron ka at sa dami nang gusto mo pa, how much do you really need to stay alive and be happy? How much? At medyo tuwing tinatanong ko yun sa kanya, napapaano siya, no? Napapaisip siya. Natitigilan siya. Kasi nga, ang tanong ko sa kanya, magkano? How much do you need? Kulang pa ba yung meron ka? Kulang pa ba yung meron ka? Ano pa ba yung gusto mong makuha, ma-acquire? At pag nakuha mo ba yon, yung bang hinahangad mo pa, pag nakuha mo ba yon, magiging masaya ka na? Titigil ka na ba? Ang isa ring tanong ko kay Sherwin at the time was, baka naman yung level of wealth na tinatry mong i-achieve, pero parang kahit medyo marami-rami ka nang na-acquire sa iyong buhay, baka yung gusto mo pang ma-achieve, yung level of wealth na gusto mong ma-achieve, nakabase sa opinion ng iba. You are trying to achieve so many things only because you are trying to win over the opinion of others. No? Nagpapakapagod ka at iniimbyar na mo ang sarili mo sa dami ng negosyo mo, pero baka ginagawa mo lang ginagawa mo lamang naman pala ang mga iyon for social approval of other people who do not like you anyway. So, napapaisip siya, no, at that time. But I asked that question in those perspectives not only to him but to you today. Kailan nyo man to pinapanood o pinapakinggan? What is the cost of living? What is the cost of living a sufficient and good life? What would it take for you to achieve such a life? Yung sinasabi na sapat at kasaya-saya pero hindi nangangahulugang marangya. Well, according sa isang Inquirer article, dated April 23, 2021, referencing an economic study of a data research group, iPrice, pangalan ng data group, iPrice. The cost of living daw for Metro Manila with rent, kung nagre-renta ka ng tirahan, is an average of 50,798 pesos a month. At kung walang rent, wala kang binabayarang rent, ang cost of living is at least should be 28,800. But the average salary, sabi rin dun sa research, the average salary of Metro Manila residents is only 18,900 pesos a month. So lahat ng mga, hindi man lahat, pero may ginawa silang data gathering at yung average. So mayroong mas, pag sinabi mo kasi average, may mataas, may mas mababa. Pag in-average mo, yung average daw ay 18,900 a month. And this is an international study looking at Southeast Asia, Southeast Asian countries. It also says that Metro Manila is the third most expensive city in the region despite being a developing country. Despite na tayo ay hindi naman maala Singapore, pero pumapangatlo tayo sa pinakamahal na lungsod ang Metro Manila sa buong Southeast Asia. According naman sa Ibon Foundation, ang isang local progressive and pro-people research organization, sa kanilang nilabas na article nitong kinote ng Inquirer noong May 2022, ngayong taon, a family of five requires at least 25,252 pesos to meet basic needs in Metro Manila. So, yung pinaka-basic lang, walang luho, o kung meron man, konting-konti, ang kailangan na kinikita ng isang pamilya of five should at least be 25,252 pesos a month. Or, a daily income of 1,072 pesos. Dapat sa bawat araw, merong at least 1,072 pesos nakita ang isang pamilya of five para maka-survive, ma-meet ang basic needs nila. Pero, ang recent daily wage natin, minimum wage, is barely reaching 600 pesos. So, ang kailangan ay 1,072 pesos, pero ang minimum wage ay less than 600 pesos. Around 530 pesos, something like that. So, ang laki nung gap, no? At sa Metro Manila pa lang yan. Pero kung sa tingin nyo, okay, sa mga probinsya, dyan kayo nagkakamali. Totoo, mas mura nga ang bilihin at generally, mas mababa ang cost of living sa mga probinsya. Pero like Metro Manila, yung minimum wage sa probinsya, hindi pa rin bumabangga. Hindi pa rin bumabangga sa actual na cost of living na kailangan din dun sa mga lungsod at mga probinsyang iyon. Meron pa rin gap. Kahit na mas mababa ang cost of living doon, ito yung cost of living sa probinsya, yung minimum wage doon, hindi pa rin bumabangga doon sa cost of living. And of course, sa mga probinsya, hindi rin ganun ka-develop. Minsan may mga lugar nga, rotating, shifting ang kuryente. 2 to 3 points for today's sermon in reference to our scripture reading. Yung reading natin sa first letter to Timothy at yung parable of Lazarus and the rich man ay hindi applicable sa mga kababayan nating na sobrang uhaw sa pera at kayamanan only because ang buong buhay nila ay puros kahirapan. Yung reading natin today for the first letter of Timothy, money is the root a root cause of many kinds of evil, about contentment, and then the story of Lazarus, hindi siya totally applicable o pwede mong sabihin sa mga mahihirap. Hindi siya applicable dun sa mga naghahangad ng sobrang pera o rangyan ng buhay that only because sobrang hirap nila. Buong buhay nila kahirapan. Yung socio-economic environment and system today and recent years, halos hindi ka makasurvive. Base dun sa study. Kailangan, ganitong, ito ang cost of living, pero ang sweldo ay ganito lang. Pwede mo bang sabihin sa minimum wage earner na wag magpakapagod sa katatrabaho, na wag sila maghangad ng mas maayos na buhay para sa kanilang mga sarili at mga pamilya, mas maging kontento ka? Kasi yun yung sinasabi sa Timothy. Of course not. Yung mga kababayan natin na less than 25,000 pesos ang kinikita, gustuhin man nila magpahinga o chumari-wari-wap, eh hindi pwede. Hindi carry. Hindi rin nila carry na mag-tights sa simbahan. And I would say na isang karumal-dumal na kasalanan, it's an abomination. It's a sin of the church and of any pastor na i-require mo ang iyong member na magbigay ng 10% ng kanilang sweldo. Yun yung tithes eh. Automatic 10% ng iyong sweldo ibigay mo sa simbahan. Be-bless ka daw ni Lord. But in the kind of economic system that we have, it is an abomination. Hindi katanggap-tanggap na mag-require ng 10% ang anumang simbahan. At hindi naman din talaga siya applicable according to Paul. While I encourage savings and investments, kasi ako din, I myself was in the field of finance and financial markets before, hindi ko pwedeng isisi. I cannot blame the minimum wage earner bakit wala silang ipon or investment. Kasi nga, ito yung cost of living, ito yung sweldo. Hindi mo na nga namimit yung cost of living. How else can you make ipon? O lalo na ngayon, sobrang taas ng bilihin ngayon. Hindi naman nagtaas ng bongga ang sweldo, ang minimum wage. How on earth, cost of living, sweldo, mag-ipong ka? Kapag hindi ka nakaipong, kasalanan mo yan kasi maluho ka, kasi nagbibisyo ka. So we cannot blame them kung wala silang insurance or investments. At kahit nga may bisyo pa eh, kahit may konting bisyo, sometimes yung bisyo, ano din yun eh, it comes from poverty and from the social economic environment. Kahit meron pa silang bisyo, and I don't encourage that, hindi ko sila masisisi for almost not having any savings, investments, or insurance. At kahit meron silang ipon, kasi meron naman dyan kahit pa paano nakapag-iipon, may konti, maliit na ipon, magkasakit lang ang isa sa kanila o siya mismo na nagtatrabaho para dun sa pamilya, magkasakit lang ang isa sa kanila, ang kakarampot na ipon, wala. Wala. So while it is true that money should not drive our existence, yun yung sinasabi sa Timothy, money should not drive our existence, we must face the reality that many Filipinos are thirsting. Uhaw na uhaw, hayok na hayok for money. Only because our socio-economic and political system in the Philippines, and I assume in many other parts of the world, hindi makasurvive ang mga tao. Halos hindi makasurvive. Kaya mayroong this matinding pagkahayok sa pera, sa kita, sa rangya. They can barely survive. Kaya para sa akin, kailanman huwag tayong maging malupit sa mga mahihirap. At palaging isipin na palaging kasalanan na lang nila kung bakit sila mahirap. If you read the Gospels and the whole Bible, it's a buong Biblia itself, God always takes the side of the poor. The Gospel of Luke, where the story of Lazarus is found, is the most pro-poor of all the four Gospels. Second point, kung middle class ka, so yung kanina pa, para yun sa mga kapatid nating hirap na hirap ngayon, nasa laylayan, ito para sa mga middle class, my second point. If you are earning between 25 to 50,000 or more, to a certain degree, hindi ko rin naman masisisi kung bakit ikaw rin ay hayok na hayok sa pera at rangya. Perhaps you were also once upon a time poor or from a poor family, and your experience of poverty gave you this desire, this goal or aspiration to be rich and to be like those celebrities and influencers na may napakalalaking mga mansyon at mga magagarang sasakyan. No? At lahat sila, may kanya-kanyang mga YouTube at TikTok at pinapakita yung kanilang mga mararangyang buhay. Tayo naman, amazed at ina-aspire natin yung kanilang buhay. No? To a certain degree, okay lang din yan. Okay lang din na mangarap ng maayos na pamumuhay, at okay lang din kung sakaling maabot mo ang klase ng yaman at rangya ng mga napapanood mo sa YouTube, blessing din naman yan eh. Pero kung ang paghahangad mo ng pera o yaman o kaya ginhawa ay ginagawa kang madamot, ginagawa kang mapanghusga, kaya ka mahirap kasi ganyan ka, kasi ganyan ka. Ginagawa kang madamot, mapanghusga, ginagawa kang isang masamang tao, then the first reading is for you. Kung ang pag-atin mo sa isang marangyang buhay ay sinasakripisyo mo ang iyong kalusugan at quality of life, kahit na okay ka naman economically, hindi ka naman masyadong affected ng inflation today kasi 50,000 and more siguro kinikita mo, then you may want to pray to Jesus and reflect. Yung tanong ko kanina, na tinatanong ko kay Sherwin, magkano ba ang kailangan mo talaga para mabuhay ng masaya, sapat, at ka, you know, sapat, may dignidad, kasaya-saya? Ang isang masaya at meaningful at kontentong buhay ay hindi necessarily kailangan luxurious. Madalas pa nga, sila na puro luxury ang nakapalibot ay ang tunay na mga malulungkot. Despite the artificial facade of the glitz and glamour and, you know, going to all these luxury stores, ni YouTube, you know, and all, sila pa yung malulungkot. At hindi natin na-realize na akala na yung saya nila ay try nilang ipalit. Yung saya, inilalagay nila doon sa material na bagay. At tingin na yun lang. O tin man yun lang. Pero maaaring hindi rin sila aware na andun pala, na doon nila hinahanap ang kaligayahan. Kaya, every month, buy ng buy. Total, kaya naman nila eh. Pero buy ng buy. Ng luxury items. At hindi matapos-tapos. Kasi, it's artificial. It's not really joy. Meron naman mga sobrang nagpapakapagod para sa yaman. Ending, hindi rin nila na-enjoy ang kanilang pinagpaguran. Later on, may malalang sakit kasi sa stress ng pagod. ng kakatrabaho, kaka-overtime. Third point. Sa mga middle class or upper middle class at sa mga tunay na elite, yung sa mga tumawid na sa pagiging luxurious o na-attain na ang buhay na marangya, na ang bank account niyo ay milyon-milyones na or higit pa. The story of Lazarus is for you. The story of Lazarus shows us of a rich man who did not do anything bad or against the law. Wala siyang dun sa the parable of Lazarus and the rich man. Walang binanggit doon na may ginawang masama o kasalanan yung mayaman na tao. Baka nga, by all accounts, this is a man who follows the law religiously. Baka deboto rin siya at linggo-linggong nagsisimba, umaati ng Sabat. At ibang mga religious gatherings, baka nagdo-donate pa nga sa templo. The story tells us that there was no account of sin for the rich man, and the rich man is not necessarily sinful on account of him simply being rich. At least in this particular story. Except the sin of apathy. Ang kasalanan ng kawalang pakialam. Kawalang pakialam sa harapan ng matinding kahirapan at kagutuman. Nasa harap niya na mismo, nasa labas ng kanyang bahay, si Lazaro. And yet he did not care. He saw, but acted as if he did not. Do you know why there is so much suffering and evil in the world? The first letter of Timothy tells us, and it is as relevant before as it is today. The love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. It is because of greed that we have poverty, hunger, and homelessness, and especially war. Maraming mga gera ngayon ay nangyayari kasi malaki ang kinikita sa pagbebenta ng armas at ng technology ng armas. Bilyones. Galing sa taxpayers' money. Yung mga gobyerno at mga militar ng iba't ibang bansa gusto peace. Paano sila kikita? Diba? Budol. May mga gerang nangyayari dahil sa langis. Because of oil and other natural resources. Maraming nagugutom, nahihirapan dahil sa korupsyon. Maraming nagugutom kasi magtataas ng presyo ang negosyante kasi ayaw nilang yung kanilang profit margin ay liliit o mababawasan. Kailangan kung kumikita ako ng 100 pesos a year ako, dapat ma-maintain ko yung 100 pesos na kita this year. Makes perfect business sense, di ba? So magtataas ako ng cost, magtataas ako ng presyo para ma-maintain yung kita ko. Pero hindi ako magtataas ng sweldo ng empleyado. Hindi ako willing mag-absorb nung cost kahit na kung halimbawa kita 100 pesos, baka naman pwedeng dahil ang daming nagugutom ngayon, baka pwede naman 50 pesos lang yung kita mo. Bawasan mong konti, saka ka na magtaas. Hindi eh. Kaya pag tinignan mo yung mga profit reports ng maraming mga kumpanya, lalo na kumpanya ng langis, sa panahon ng pandemya, sa panahon ng krisis, sa panahon ng devastation, sa panahon tumataas lahat ng bilihin, na-maintain nila ang kanilang profit. Never silang nalugi. Na-maintain yung kita. Greed. The love of money The love of excessive lifestyle is the root of many kinds of evil. The letter of Timothy tells us that it is sufficient to have just enough basic needs and to be content. And perhaps if only everyone will, if everyone will aspire for what is enough, then no one will have to go hungry or die of hunger every single day. According dun sa sinulat na preaching, homily ng professor kong si Revelation Villunta regarding the parable of Lazarus, there's about 25,000 people who die of hunger every single day. Araw-araw, may 25,000 na taong namamatay dahil sa gutom. If only everyone will aspire to have just enough, then maybe no one will die of hunger. The letter of Timothy tells us that there is nothing we have brought into this world and nothing from it we will take with us when we are gone. But the measure of our life, ang ating buhay ay susukatin sa kung tayo ba ay tumugon sa mga kababayan nating higit na nahihirapan, nasasaktan, nagugutom at nangangailangan. At halos buong buhay nila puro kahirapan na lang. I end this homily by simply saying three things. Number one, always be kind towards the poor. Have a kind attitude towards the poor. Be compassionate towards the many Lazarus of this world today. Sa dami na mga ginagastos mo, pinagbibili mo sa Shopee, sa Lazada, at sa kung saan-saan pa, magkano na ba ang halagang nagastos mo para kay Lazaro? Number two, if you already have a certain economic privilege and resources, do not overwork yourself. Kung andun ka na sa level ng buhay na sapat, at may konti pang sobra lang, at kasaya-saya, if you have attained that, do not overwork yourself in such a way that money becomes your God. And to this God, you sacrifice your life, your health, your relationships, and your faith. You cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve money and God. Lastly, kung ikaw naman yung living in excess, sobra-sobra na, give your excess away. Give it away. Give it to those who do not have anything. True happiness is not and will never be found in excessive living and in luxury. We shall be known only as followers of Jesus by the kind of contento and joyful life we live and the kindness we extend and give.